One of my favorite places to eat. I love to eat. Love restaurants. I'm just one of those guys. Aviary by Lavender Falls. A lot of you maybe used to go to the Aviary Cafe in downtown Springfield, and you didn't realize that there's Aviary by Lavender Falls down at Farmers Park. And it's the, you know, it's all the same. Of course, you know, the experience, the food, the menu, it's probably a little different than what you were last there. But, I mean, it's the same place. And Lavender Falls, which was an incredible addition to the area, is part of Aviary now. And so you've got Aviary by Lavender Falls, and we've got the opportunity to do a fun giveaway. You go online, KSGF.com, register. The winner will receive a dinner for two, bottle of wine, dessert, an assortment of items from Lavender Falls. It is an incredible value, an incredible gift. And while you're there, you can check out the menu of Aviary and stop by today and get something to eat either for lunch or dinner. Like I said, I'm there at least once a week. And if you don't believe me, you can ask them while you're there, and they'll probably tell you, oh, yeah, he's here. That's KSGF.com. Christy Fulnecki will be joining us from Mexico here in just a little bit. Also, we have an author of the week as well. First, let's go ahead and jump over to Jason Reimer with the latest news. The KTTS First Alert forecast sponsored by St. Clair of the Ozarks Home Improvements. There is a wind advisory expected to kick in for Springfield and West of Springfield at 9 this morning. It will last until 3. So it will be windy with a 50% chance of showers before 4. High of 47 by 10 this morning. Then temperatures will begin falling down to 39. The wind factored in will make it feel as if it is in the upper 20s. Then tonight, clearing out with a low of 25. Sunny, 48 tomorrow. Saturday, partly sunny with a high of 47. It is 43 at the KSGF studios in Springfield. All right, we are going to go ahead and take a quick break. We're going to get our author of the week in just a couple of moments. Sponsored by ABC Books on North Glenstone. Incredible local business and just incredible folks over there. Cannot recommend enough. If you need any books at all, even if they don't have them, they can turn them around, get them to you very, very, very quickly. That is just south of Kearney. Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed. Author of the Week, sponsored by ABC Books on North Glenstone, one of my favorite partners here on Springfield's Talk 104.1. And want to welcome Julissa Medina, our author of the week. The book is Miracle Star Above the Sky. Thank you so much for calling in. I want to let everybody know I failed to tell you it was Central Time Zone. And despite that, you were able to just immediately, as soon as I sent you a text, call in. So I really appreciate that. It's totally my bad. Thank you for being here. Although I wasn't surprised, knowing you to what degree I do, that you were right on top of it. I like the background story of you deciding to write this book. And so I want to kind of break this into two areas here. One, the background in writing it, and then two, what the book is about. And it has to do with a baby shower and this idea of what to have at a baby shower that you had never thought of or heard of before, nor had I. I'm a guy, so that may not be unusual, but tell that story if you would.
Hi, thank you so much for having me this morning. And I am truly, truly blessed to have my miracle niece. So for a little background, my brother and sister-in-law tried for 10 years to have a child of their own. They did in vitro twice, miscarried twice. And 9 days before my sister-in-law's hysterectomy, she found out she was pregnant naturally with my miracle niece, Milana. And 6 months into her pregnancy, her mother was throwing her a baby shower. And in lieu of cards, she asked for a signed children's book. And that idea manifested in my mind. I said, wow, okay, a signed children's book. Why do I want to purchase a book when I can create a book? And a lot of times ideas come in and out of our subconscious, goes through our conscious to our subconscious mind. And then we just kind of pushed it aside. And because I learned to love myself in 2016, I've been on the spiritual journey of growth. I decided to take a chance and a leap of faith and start writing, and did some research on the formatting of writing children's books. And a lot, like the universe and God kept manifesting people into my life that kind of pushed me to move forward, because a lot of times we have fear of failing, fear of what if people won't like it. But you know what? I kept writing. And then last year I decided to take a leap of faith and get through that terror barrier, that barrier, which is in our subconscious mind. It's our old habits and our paradigms. And I pushed through that, and I found a hybrid publisher who I started working with. And now I have a book called Miracle Star Above the Sky that was inspired by my niece, Mila, who is 27 months old now. And it's for anyone who desires a child endlessly, that they pray to God in the universe to manifest a child into their life, and what they envision transpiring once this child is here. So it relates to anyone that desires a child. It's for moms, it's for dads. It's relating a lot to people who are dealing with infertility. And it's just a book with so many amazing illustrations that I worked with Izzy Bean from the UK, who created these incredible, colorful illustrations from my vision and my ideas.
I got to tell you, I want to go back just a little bit, and it makes me chuckle. It isn't funny, but it's one of those funny things where, for you sitting there, your thought is, well, why would I, let's see, bring a book when I could write one? Because most people would either think, oh, well, that's kind of a neat idea, and they think back to a childhood book that they liked. Some people would think, oh, I got to go buy a book. That's more than a card. Most people would not think, I think I'll write a book. That just, it's totally awesome, but that's just so unique that would be your first natural thought.
Yes, it is. Because I honestly, I didn't even think of purchasing a book. I thought, why don't I create a book for my niece? So I did it for her, and just everything that transpired, and then the writing process, and just everything. These ideas kept coming into my mind, and a lot of times people would push those ideas aside. I mean, like with you, have you ever like encountered, or anyone else encountered, ideas and you just simply push it aside?
Sure. Yeah. I think most people do that. The vast majority of thoughts and ideas that they have. And it seems to me appropriate parallel of sorts that you having this sort of idea or dream and then it manifesting itself. And then of course the story itself and what in this, you know, the story was written because of, you know, your miracle baby niece that would come along and your brother and sister-in-law so desperately wanting to try a child and essentially getting to the point where there was a hysterectomy around the corner, belief that couldn't, you know, the child could not be had. And then that miracle child did happen. Now, the book itself, people may hear this and they think, well, this seems like a very specific niche audience, but that's not necessarily the case, is it?
No, it is not the case. It is, the book relates to so many people that have actually read the ebook, and it relates to anyone who desires a child. And my sister-in-law sent me a recording of my niece who received the book a couple days ago, and she's 27 months old. She took the book and was looking through it, and it's so funny because she says she calls herself Anna, and her name is Milana. And she's like, oh, this is Mila. This is Anna. So she was loving the book at 27 months old. I read that before I published this book, or in the process, I was getting little feelers from people going on Zoom. And I read the book to 9-year-old females. And they were so enthralled and intrigued. And one of the girls said, you know, I got to admit, I don't pay attention a lot in school, but if you read something like this to me, I would pay attention.
Because I really liked it. Yeah, so it sounds to me that this is a great book. You know, there are kids' books that are meant for kids to read, and sometimes there are books for adults that have to do with children, but this is maybe one of those shared experiences.
Yes, it's a book for adults and children alike to embrace and read together.
Our author of the week, Julissa Medina, the book Miracle Star Above the Sky. Any final thoughts that you have for our listeners today about the book or the writing of the book you want to share?
I am just truly blessed and grateful for you having me on the radio and for being inspired to write a book. And a lot of times we get ideas and just take a leap of faith and take a chance on yourself because you don't know what's going to manifest. If I didn't learn to love myself in 2016 and surround myself with inspiring people and study mindset training, and I'm a mindset mentor because everything starts with our mind, which controls our body and creates our results, then I would have never written a book or have other ideas of books. I have 12 other ideas of books to write. And just taking a chance on yourself, regardless of what it may be, and don't let fear, a lot of times people let fear hold them back, what other people may think or limited beliefs. It's about taking that chance in life because miracles are around us all the time. And that's why Miracle Star Above the Sky is here in physical form, because I took a chance on me and I had this idea manifest in my mind and I took action towards it. But your journey may not be easy. You're going to have struggles and obstacles, but it's about moving forward. If you fall, you fall forward and you continue moving one foot in front of the other. And imagine creating something that you can leave an imprint behind.
Julissa Medina, thank you so much. Our author of the week, sponsored by ABC Books on North Glenstone, the book Miracle Star Above the Sky. Thank you so much. Like I said, I appreciate it, your words and the book itself, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate you having me on, and you have an amazing day as well.
Thank you so very much, Julissa Medina, author of the week. Coming up, Christy Fulnecki from Akumal, Mexico, the KSGF Great Escape. I'm Nick Reed.